5 o'clock in the morning, I spread a load of manure. Found off. Take it to it out back the barn there, and I could see in this blittering thing, it was about a pretty near a mile away, I guess, up on top of the hill. There's nothing in view. I mean, in the weather, it's all open ground, and there's an old ice box up there where there's something reflected off of that. It looked just like a mirror shining in my face there, and I was going up the top of that hill to see if it was ready to plow anyway, and I drove one up with a tractor, and as I got up there about 100 feet of this glistening thing, I could see what it was. I got 100, 200 yards from it there, and I couldn't see nothing. There wasn't no shining or nothing, but as I went closer, I got almost within 100 feet before I saw anything. This was all when I took off, it was about 100 feet, and I couldn't see it. It was gone. I mean, but it looked like a wing tank to me at first. I'd seen them when I was in the service quite a bit, tip tanks off these planes.
Yeah, so this, was it then kind of cigar-shaped, as these tip tanks are?
Oh, it was more egg-shaped than anything. It was about 20 foot long, 15 or 16 foot wide, and about 4 foot deep.
How close did you get to it?
A couple inches. I was touching it for about 2 hours.
What did the surface look like it was made out of?
Oh, aluminum-colored, whitish-colored. It had a whitish cast to it, but it wasn't bright. It was shiny, but it wasn't real bright. It was just like a dish or some kind of cooking dish, really, is about what it was.
Now, did a door open before these people came out of it? How did they appear? How did you meet the little men?
Well, I don't know. I was feeling it. I was just getting ready to come back down, call the sheriff up and see if something had fallen on the airplane, but I was kind of wondering, too, because it was off the ground. It was about 4 foot off the ground and had this idling noise. And, I don't know, nothing happened. I was touching it there for a couple of minutes, and I was just getting ready to go, and from underneath it someplace, I don't know, these two things that remind me of whatever they are came. They're about 4 foot high. I don't know what they are or who they were, but they talked to me for about 2 hours up there.
You could perfectly understand them,
yeah,
huh?
They talk better English than you're talking.
Did they talk with any kind of an accent?
No accent or nothing. I spoke German and Russian when I was in the service, and were nothing like either one of them.
And what did they have to tell you? What were some of the things they said? How did they address you?
Well, first thing they said was, don't be alarmed. You've talked to people before. And they were questioning how I had seen them and stuff. They were quite concerned. They said I shouldn't have seen them within 100 feet or so. And when I told them I saw them way down where I was spinning over, I was putting them a mile away. They were quite concerned. They said I shouldn't have seen them in the daytime like that. That's why they were in the daytime.
Did they tell you what they were doing there?
Well, they said that they were traveling this hemisphere, this trip. Each one had a tray in their hand full of grass and stuff. It was sod. It looked like they took the knife and cut it right out of the ground, just a slab of it in each tray. That's what they were doing. They said they were collecting organic material and stuff.
Where did they say they were from?
Well, I mean, this sounds awful silly, I know, but they told me they were from what I know as the planet Mars. Every time they spoke of stuff, they referred it to it as I know, or as we know here, like as we know Earth, as we know Mars, and stuff like that.
You sound like you find it rather hard to believe yourself.
Well, I know it. I was up there for 2 hours. I was touching the thing and talking to somebody. I don't know who it was.
And you say you talked to them for about 2 hours?
Oh, it's probably an hour and a half. I was up there about 2 hours altogether.
Did they mention anything about bands getting into space, sort of coming into their territory?
Well, they talk about a lot of stuff. Some of the stuff I can't say anything about. Some of it I can, but, they're talking about the people who were silly to go into space, that they would never survive there. Just as they can't survive here, they said they can only make a trip out every 2 years, the two that were here. That they can't stand this atmosphere, that Earthmen would have even a harder time than they do, because they were telling me they were much farther advanced in this kind of stuff than we are, but they were more interested in agriculture, aspects of agriculture, anything. They asked me what I was doing about the manure, where I got it, and what it did, and all that stuff. They didn't know nothing about agriculture. They don't have no organic material or anything like that up there. They said they survive in what they get out of the atmosphere they have.
Didn't
stress any point. They made a lot of statements like that, but they never stressed the point. They didn't say how they lived or anything like that.
Did you say that there were other things they told you that you cannot reveal?
Yeah, I mean...
Why not? Why can't you reveal these other things?
I guess I better not say
Why?
Well, this is being investigated into yet.
Who's investigating it?
The Air Force is supposed to come around, I guess, once
us what they told you?
Well, I shouldn't, for my own personal reason.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us an indication of what it was?
No.
What did it concern?
Well, it concerned Glenn Bailey here more than anything.
Why they were here? Did these creatures have features like we do on Earth? They have eyes?
No. They were about 4 foot tall, and they had arms and legs and heads. But whether they had features, I would presume so. They just had a complete uniform, covered everything. I mean, as far as seeing features, you couldn't see anything. The voice come from it, from the front one someplace. I don't know. Couldn't say it come from the head, or couldn't say it come from the stomach, or where. It just could hear the voice come from it someplace. He was about 4 or 5 feet away from me.
What color were the uniforms?
Same color as the ship.
Sort of like a spacesuit.
Well, it was the same car. I didn't touch the uniforms, but they looked to me like the same kind of stuff. They seemed to go back underneath the ship. The back one went first, and the front one turned around. They both went back underneath the ship, and where they went to, I don't know. It was only about 60 seconds, and the thing took off. And I was standing about 6 inches from it when it took off.
And there you have, reporting from his barn in Newark, New York, Gary Wilcox, a 28-year-old dairy farmer who says he saw... Well, you heard Mr. Wilcox. This is Bob Kennedy.